Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
A tremendous Tuesday to you, champion. It's Sam Crowley. It's awesome to be back with you for another Everyday Saturday podcast. I want to talk about most people just kind of hanging out. Just hanging out, man, waiting for life to happen to them, which, of course, is always a great way to go through life. Let things come to you. Don't ever think to go out and actually get that dream of yours and make it happen right now, because we got an abundance of time, right? I mean, we just have this eternal reservoir full of time. It's never running out. Well, we all know that's not true. So let's dive into today's show. Make sure also you follow me on Instagram at Everyday is Saturday. You want to work together? I'd love to work with you. Send me an email. Do something different. I'd love to hear your dream, man. Sam@everydayissaturday.com. Sam@everydayissaturday.com. Tell me about what you got working. I'd love to hear about it and how we can work together and get your movement launched. Love it. It's what I do. I love to do. And I would love to do that with you. Let's get your dream out there, man. It's toward the end of the year. Launch it in 2019. So there's this sleep outfitter store that I drive by at least 5 times a day. It's a mile from my house. It's on a major intersection by where I live. And I was in there, I don't know, 6 months ago. I actually did a podcast about it. But I was in there looking for a new bed and ended up buying it. But I went to Mattress Firm, not Sleep Outfitters. But long story. Anyway, when I was in Sleep Outfitters, the guy couldn't have been nicer, could not have been more passionate about bedding, you know, box spring, mattress, foam versus spring. Do you want a foam bed? Do you want the old-fashioned spring bed? Or do you want a hybrid? I don't even know. You even know probably more than you want to know about beds, but there's a hybrid as well. And I'm thinking, wow, this is because when I walked in there, he was the only one there. There was nobody in the store. It was probably 2 o'clock on a weekday. And I thought, man, how bored this guy has got to be. And then I never even ended up buying. I didn't ask for him to do this. He just did it because I think he's like, oh, my God, I have a customer. He literally sprung out of his chair like, you know, I haven't seen another human being in hours. Thank you for just walking through the front door. Let me do this amazing presentation. And, you know, I was that guy lying on my back on a bed in the middle of a store. It felt a little goofy, but, you know, I was the only one in there, so there really wasn't anybody else looking at me. And I guess if you're going to lie horizontally for an extended period of time, the one place you probably have permission to do it is inside a bedding mattress store. So that was fine. But, I mean, it was a great presentation, and then I left, and I ended up not buying anything. And every time I drive by this store, there's nobody in the parking lot. His car is the only car. I'm not kidding you. His car is the only car. And it's not like this little plaza end of the, you know, little end parking lot. It's huge. It's a mammoth parking lot with one car parked in there every day. Isn't that the most silliest thing you ever heard? Now, I don't know how often. People probably buy beds once every 10 years or so, so it's not something you go back over and over again, but you would expect one car, right? You would expect more than one car to be in there. And I think, what else could this guy be doing with his life that he wouldn't have to be a prisoner? Because he's not the owner. This isn't like you can buy your own Sleep Outfitter store. It's a corporately run store, and he's an employee, and he sits there. Now, look, on the other hand, I never asked him. Maybe he enjoys it. Maybe he's like, hey, I love all the autonomy. There's nobody here telling me what to do. They don't care if I sell one bed or 100. I mean, I just sit here, and as long as they're willing to pay me and I'm the only car parked in the parking lot, I'm cool with that. Don't anybody buy it? Now, maybe that's his mentality. I don't know. But, boy, let's dive in to a day like that. And it doesn't matter if you're one person sitting in a mattress store or if you're one of 100 people sitting in a cubicle if you don't enjoy what you do, you've got to make that plan to get out of that environment. Because imagine your life spent sitting in a mattress store. Like, that could be the name of a book. My life, from a salesman's view, sitting in a mattress store. It's like a fish looking outside of a fishbowl. And it doesn't matter. Like I said, you could be in a cubicle, and a lot of people justify, oh, I'm, you know, one thing I will say, though, as soon as I quit my job back in the day, the one thing I missed was the camaraderie. I missed the joking, the hanging out by the coffee pot, you know, just that camaraderie, that friendship. But that didn't last very long. It's not like I sat around for a year thinking, oh, my God, I miss it, you know, listening to old love songs. It wasn't that. They quickly got filled by, I got to get going and make money and be an entrepreneur and do something with this Everyday Saturday brand. So I didn't have time to sit around and be nostalgic. But I did miss that. And you're going to miss that if you do leave your job. But, boy, I'll tell you, the one thing that everybody's missing out on right now that's sitting in a place where they don't want to be is life. And it's wild that people will panic when they can't find their phone charger. You ever not find be able to find your phone charger? I have four kids. Literally, there's a theft going on every hour in our home. Somebody steal. Who took my phone charger? And one of my four kids, who took my phone chargers? And they usually take mine or my wife's. And there's constant theft going on in our home relative to phone chargers. And the panic that goes on with most people. When I travel or I'm at an event, somebody can't find their phone charger. They'll literally, like, turn cushions over trying to find it, throw chairs in the middle of a hallway. But boy, trying to find a plan for their dream, I'm definitely going to get to it. Like, when I have people go to the coaching page, they fill out the application, we jump on the phone with them, talk to them about, I'm definitely going to get to that. When? Well, you know, I got to get a couple. It's never a sense of urgency. The best coaching clients are the ones that have the big U, baby. They have the big sense of urgency to it. If you don't have a sense of urgency to your dream and to your plan, you're not going to be successful. And you're going to live a life of constant regret because you're always going to be doing that someday, one day thing. The only 2 days I don't know that are on the calendar, someday and one day. And I hear that a lot from people. And I always think, man, what, my BS radar is literally going off the charts right now. The amount of BS that people sell themselves. The people are like, I don't like to be in sales. Really? Because you're doing a damn good job of selling yourself on why you don't got to act on that dream. Ooh, I think I hit a nerve with some people on right there. People say, I don't want to be in sales. Really? Because you're selling yourself on how you're happy right now when we both know how miserable you are. And rather than invest a little bit of money and some time into this plan, into this dream that you got, you're willing to continue to invest time into selling yourself on why it doesn't need to happen right now. Sitting in that mattress store, sitting in that cubicle, sitting anywhere for any length of time while you're not happy and not fulfilled is a death sentence for your dream. And the longer you wait to not take any action on that, the easier it feels to not go ahead and do it. It's like, you know, it's okay, man. It's been 5 years. I'm starting to get used to this. Man, oh, wow. It is so sad. It's just so sad. When was the best time to go for your dream? 10 years ago. When's the second best time? Right now, today. When you're done listening to this show, do something. Do some consistent, focused action towards the dream and the plan that you want to take. Or else, stop kidding everybody around you and talking about, God, I hear so many times, oh, man, Sam, I got this great idea. Enough with the ideas. All right, enough with the ideas. Don't be the guy at the Sleep Outfitter store. Enough with the ideas, okay? People are tired of hearing about your ideas. They just want to see action. I can't hear what you're telling me because your actions are saying everything I need to hear. People listen to action. You want to do something, take action. You can record an audio just like this. You can record 10 audios like this. You can put a video on YouTube, a picture on Instagram, a post on Facebook, a 280-character tweet on Twitter. You can make a LinkedIn page. All of those social media platforms are there for you. But you got to be consistent and you got to have passion and you got to be willing to put yourself out there and tell people the product and the service that you offer. People are embarrassed. It's like, why are you embarrassed of the one thing you're excited about? I know it's not conforming to the masses. Remember, when you follow the masses, the M is silent, okay? I know it's not conforming to the masses. I know people are going to look at you like you blew a damn dog whistle in their ear. I get all that. But holy cow, you're going to sit there in that cubicle, that store, all by yourself thinking, this is what your life was meant to be? This is how it's going to end? All of the, like, looking back at your legacy, type your name into Google and that thought leader, speaker, trainer, seminar leader, product, service, website never comes up because you didn't have the courage to go for it, because you didn't want to be judged, because you use the excuse you didn't have the money, because you use the excuse you didn't have the time, when we all have the same amount of time every single day. I launched this in the middle of a bankruptcy. I'm not even saying I'm better than you. Hell, I didn't even know what I was doing. I spent so much money every time I made a buck. Yeah, I went back to the job. I had to swallow a big old piece of humble pie, but it was worth it, man. It's worth it. It's worth it to move forward rather than stay stuck in that mental quicksand that everybody else is in, selling yourself, because you're great at sales. You're great selling yourself on why you can't achieve this thing. You're doing an amazing, you got salesman of the year right there. Congratulations. Now get out and sell the thing that you really believe in. Get out and sell yourself to people, your product, your service, your vision. It ain't about the money at this point. You're at this point in your life where it's not about the money. It's about fulfillment and significance in this lifetime. That's what it's about. I'm going to do it. I'm going to challenge you to do it. Let's all do it. Get out. Shout from the rooftops. Pick a platform. Tell people about it. Let them know that you're serious now about getting this dream together and this plan, just as serious as you were about finding that phone charger. Are you with me? Let's get after it. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.